Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. If you have a question or a comment, you can email it to me, askjim@jbsba.com. Or if you're on the site and you find that one of the contact links, just click on one of those and that'll get right to me. Either one of those will get to me and I'll be glad to hear what you have to say, answer your question, whatever it might take. I'm glad Gene Greisman is our guest. He's our good friend, and Gene's been with us many times before. He's an original member of our Brain Trust. He's an outstanding author and speaker. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the world, maybe in the universe. And he's our good friend, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By, which, as many of you know, is one of my favorite books in the whole world, The Words Lincoln Lived By. He's also the author of Time Tactics, A Very Successful People. Let's get him in here. He's our good friend, Gene Greisman. Welcome back to the show.
I'm always glad to be with you, Jim. We've been on this so many times together. It's just like talking with a neighbor.
That's exactly right. It's good to have you. Good to have you back, Gene. Always good to have you back. And you and I've been talking about one of your books. It's actually a cyber book, as I remember, called 99 Ways to Get More Out of Every Day.
Yes, that's our newest product, actually, and I'm excited about the way it's taking off. It started originally as a CD, 99 Ways to Get More Out of Every Day, and that's available at my website and at Amazon. And so I thought, why don't I create a journal, a workbook to accompany it, which I've just finished,
right.
And so we can ship out the workbook journal, or, and we're making this available to companies, they can download it for everybody in their company.
Right.
They
can
print it out for as many people as they want in
the
company.
Go ahead and give us your website.
Well, my website is www.presidentlincoln.com.
All right. So check that out, folks, and we'll give that website. We'll check that out again.
Send me an email, and if they're interested in doing it for their company, I know a lot of owners of companies are listening, and we can make that available to everybody in the organization. The reason it's important is that I find a lot of presidents and owners of companies, senior executives, they're pretty good at time management themselves, all or not, but a number are. But what happens is they don't pay attention to working on the time management skills of the people around them.
Mm-hmm.
So their assistants and their direct reports and the other people are washing away all the gains that they're making.
Well, they know that they're organized, but they assume that the people under them are organized like they are.
And that's a terrible assumption to
make.
That's
right. It's dangerous.
It's a costly assumption to make, because actually what a person does, every time somebody hires somebody to work for them, what they're really buying is their time. And they should not assume that the person knows how to manage it.
Uh-huh. All right, where do we start?
That will affect the bottom line more quickly than anything, than a small business or a large one, is to make sure that the people who are employed in that organization have some time management skills. If they don't, they should arrange for them to read some books on the subject or take some seminars to do something to get their skills up to speed.
Okay, Gene, we're on an elevator with one of those people, one of those executives. And he says, okay, I don't have time to tell you about all the things that are wrong with my people, but I think we're not getting our time. Our time is not being managed properly. We're not getting the most out of our folks. I'm getting off the floor, and I'm getting off this elevator in about 20 floors. Where should I start?
I would start, first of all, by develop your own skills, sir or madam. And you could start by reading a really great book on time management. Now, there are a number of really good ones out there. I just can't remember the title of just one of them.
You can. I can remember one of them, though.
Yes, it's Time Tactics of Very Successful People.
By Gene Grassman.
Number two, I would make sure that my direct reports are also reading a time management book, and we can discuss the basic principles and agree on some that we'll use together. That's a start.
Okay, so then, so you actually encourage them to have get-togethers where they don't talk about the business, they talk about time management.
Or build that into the weekly or monthly program.
Make it part of the regular meeting.
Yes, there'll be a portion of that meeting devoted to, okay, let's talk about how we can make more out of every day ourselves. Mm-hmm. Who will share a great time saver?
Mm-hmm. All right, Gene, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got more ways to get more out of your day after this break coming up straight ahead. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Gene Grassman is our guest. Stay with us, please.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. And let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we've got Lynn Morello. And Lynn's going to join us to talk to us about ethics. And boy, howdy, it seems like every week that goes by, we need another lesson in ethics, doesn't it, folks? And then Don Boudreau is going to join us. He's one of our top economists in our brain trust. And then after that, folks, a real treat, a special treat. And that is because Austin Kiplinger is going to be on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the patriarch of the Kiplinger Organization. He's the son of the founder. He's just turned 86 years old. He and I are going to be celebrating Kiplinger's 81st anniversary of their first edition that came out in 1923. And Austin Kiplinger, ladies and gentlemen, is a witness to a century. Gene Grassman, you can appreciate that. And the man has been around. He is a treasure. He's a national treasure. When you hear him at 86, you won't believe the voice that he has. And I mean, he sounds like he's 39. And he's just, and not that an 86-year-old shouldn't sound in any particular way, but I'm just telling you, you're going to be impressed. And those of you who've heard Mr. Kiplinger the two or three times he's been on the show before know what I'm talking about. So you won't want to miss that. That's coming up in the show straight ahead. Gene Grassman.
You have the same strong interest I do. Whenever I find anybody who does something really well, I try to draw out from them what they do well. I think that's a way we can be better ourselves, is to be around great people.
There's no question about that. And, of course, that you've lived, your career has been around that. You've interviewed many of the great witnesses to the last century, for sure, in your career. Gene, we're talking about getting more out of every day, and we're tracking off of your cyber book, your electronic book, 99 Ways to Get More Out of Every Day. All right, we've got this executive. They're about to get off the elevator, and you've told us that we need to incorporate time management and organizational practices into our everyday meetings. But then that person says, "Okay, fine, but where do I start? Give me until I can order your book, which will be a couple of weeks. I'm going to have a meeting tomorrow. Where do I start? What's the first thing I should talk to them about?"
I would draw them out at that meeting. I would say, From now on, at each of our regular meetings, we will devote a portion of each meeting to personal productivity and organizational productivity. And let's start by talking about, ask them to share something that they do that helps them get more out of every day. You see, the reason why just simply talking about it, putting it on the agenda, what that signals to the organization is, you, Mr. Owner, President, Senior Exec, you are saying, "I consider time something very precious." That you're saying that to your people, and they are always looking for cues as to what the boss thinks is important, and they will start thinking that way simply by starting to talk about it.
One of the things that I think I would do, and it's something I've been talking about to my audience about their customers, is I would say, you know what? If we ever get all the money we need, we'll never have all the time we need. No matter how successful we become, we could have lots of money and stuff, maybe more than we'll ever spend, but we can never make more time. And so is there anything in the world that we could focus on that's more valuable than that, than time?
You are right. In fact, I will share with you a tactic that I use for deciding what to do. You see, you're quite right. We never will have enough time to do everything. So we have to make sure that we do the right things. Here's a tip that I learned from Mary Kay, as in Mary Kay Cosmetics, about how to do the right thing. She told me that before she leaves her office, every afternoon, she gets out a piece of paper and she writes down the 6 most important things I must do tomorrow. She does some forward thinking. She knows what she didn't do that day. She writes down the 6 most important things.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her, why 6? She said, if you have 20, you won't do them.
Mm-hmm.
If you do 6, you'll do them.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do is I have a long list of possible to-dos. At the end of every day, I create a must list. And I never have more than 6 items on that, so that I know the next day I will do the musts.
You know, one of the reasons why that's an excellent idea, there are many reasons, but one of the reasons is how many times do businesses open up in the morning and there's a certain amount of time that's lost getting organized, getting ready for the new day. And if you've done that the day before, so that when you turn the lights on, when you come back the next day, you've already got your tractor run on, don't you?
Absolutely. And sometimes you waste a lot of time just getting the motor started, knowing what you should do if you haven't done some forward thinking.
Well, also, a lot of times you'll spend a lot of time in the first of the morning cleaning up some of the stuff that you didn't get done from yesterday.
Yes.
And so when you wind up, you got a new day, but you're really doing yesterday's stuff.
Yes.
That's negative.
One of the things that I do in my programs, as you know, I do a one-man play, is Abraham Lincoln. Mm-hmm. The reason I chose Lincoln is that he embodies many of the principles of success that I do in my keynote. Lincoln was a very time-conscious person. In fact, when he was in his late teens, he memorized a long poem with very somber lines, emphasizing the brevity of life. For example,
hold on, Gene, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you come back to that poem.
I'll give a little bit of Lincoln.
Yeah, when we come back after these messages, and I always like it when Gene brings President Lincoln to the show, which he's done many times before, ladies and gentlemen, by the way. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Gene Grassman is our guest. We know who you are. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Thanks for having fun with us today. I'm glad Gene Grassman's here. Gene, thanks for helping us have fun today.
Well, I always enjoy it.
It's our pleasure to have you here. Give us your website again, please.
It is www.presidentlincoln.com. One word, presidentlincoln.com.
It's a good site, folks. And folks, if you're looking for somebody to speak to your group that would not only bring you some good insights, some great, excellent management insights, but also entertain you and wow you with his portraying of President Lincoln, Gene Grassman is the man. It's like talking about added value to hiring somebody to be a speaker. Gene's a classic example of that. And Gene, I know that if they go to your website, they can find out more about that, and they can contact you for a schedule too, can't they?
They can, and they can bring me in for their organization as well. We'll be happy to talk with them about availability.
All right, Gene, you were about to quote President Lincoln.
Well, it's pretty remarkable. Abraham Lincoln, at about age 19, memorized a long poem and went around and recited it. In fact, people thought he had written it for a long time. And
in those days, they didn't have television, so somebody reciting a long poem was entertainment, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And here are the lines. It's a long part, but here's the lines of one stanza. The leaves of the oak and the willow shall fade, be scattered about, together be laid. The young and the old, the low and the high, shall molder to dust, and together shall lie. Now that's pretty melancholy.
It's kind of maudlin there. Yeah.
But you see, I mean, can you imagine a 19-year-old reciting that?
Uh-huh.
Yet, even at that point in Lincoln's life, he was obsessed with how short life is, how few hours and days we have to make the most of them. And he was time conscious, which is a characteristic that sort of launched me on my speaking business, and that is teaching people how to get more out of every day.
Well, this is something that small business owners really need to focus on more, because, Gene, as you know, we have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on.
Yes.
And so we have to be more time conscious. But at the same time, we not only need to be conscious of our own time, we need to be conscious of our customers' and our prospects' time.
Customers and prospects really appreciate it when you show that you respect their time. In fact, when I call on someone to talk about what I can do for them, first question I ask is, how much time do we have?
Mm-hmm.
And I honor that and respect it.
And even if you have the kind of a relationship with your customers where that's not really the kind of question you'd want to ask, we need to be thinking about how we can save our customers' time. Gene, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. More and more human beings on planet Earth are valuing their time more than their money.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
And so what if we can write that down and say, okay, you know, what can I do today to save my customers time? Maybe not so much save them money. What can I do to save them time? I think that's how if you build that, I think they will come, don't you?
Oh, I think so. As business owners, whenever I do programs for business owners, I will ask them, do an inventory of your assets, and they'll talk about their equipment and the people that work for them and their friends and their ideas, almost without prompting. No one will ever say, my time.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they ought to also add, picking up on what you're saying, my customer's time.
Right.
Then I say to them, whenever you hire people, if you have 10 people who work for you, they work 40 hours a week, your inventory is 400 hours that you bought every mm-hmm. week. So you need to help your people learn how to use those 40 hours.
Right.
Those 400 hours. That's your inventory. That's one of your assets. In fact, I argue that time is your most valuable asset. And the reason I argue it's the most valuable asset is when you run out of time, you don't have any more assets.
And there's no way to make any more of it. That's the truth. Gene Greisman, right. Give us your website again one more time before you go.
www.presidentlincoln.com.
And you can find his cyber book there, 99 Ways to Get More Out of Every Day. Thanks, Gene. Good job today, as always.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Gene Greisman, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world on behalf of freedom. God bless you. God be with you. We are very proud of you. And remember today, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.